next on CITR is Are You Aware? And hope to see you next week.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
You maniacs! You blew it up! God! Santa?
Oh! Nothing like the salt air! Now, if you excuse me, I have a concert to attend.
On December 5th, Mint Records will be hosting this year's ridiculously early Xmas party at the Astoria with performances by Rennie Wilson, Monomyth, Fake Tears, Energy Slime, Supermoon, Uptights, and a Faith Healer solo set. CITR Femme Concept DJs will be playing the hits all night long, and yes, there will be presents for the first 50 people. Visit mintrex.com for more details. Remember, it's this December 5th at the Astoria.
Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
Bonjour, Canada. I am your queen. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Splendid.
When I'm gone, move on. Dwell on my soul, listen, dry as blue sky.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. Welcome to the soundtrack of your Thursday evening. I'm on from 6 to 7:30 every other week. I missed the last show, actually. And you know what? My wonderful co-host, Fleur Cooper, is actually absent this evening. So we just can't get on the same page. There are a lot of things that we do get on the same page about. And one of those things, two of those things, are music and highlighting social justice and charities. So for those listeners that tune in on a bi-weekly basis, we appreciate your listenership. And thanks for tuning in once again. But for those that have never listened to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say, a little rundown for you. So we at Are You Aware? Play music with a message or musicians that are using their skills to highlight social justice issues or charities. We're all about playing good music and informing you, the listener, about, you know, positive things that are happening out there, things that you can get involved in your local area, in Vancouver even. So we started off the show with Born Ruffians. That was Don't Give Up from their latest album called Rough. The Born Ruffians are a Canadian indie rock band that formed in 2004 in Midland, Ontario. They're actually originally named Mornington Drive, and I believe they released one album under that name. The rest of their releases since then have been under the Born Ruffians banner. They are currently signed to Warp Records and Paper Bag Records, and Rough is the band's fifth album and released this past October. They offered up a single called Needle to Music Counts, or sorry, a Music Counts playlist that was featured on the Kyle's website. So Kyle's is a skincare store that did a promo that saw sales supporting Music Counts. So Music Counts is a Canadian charity promoting musical education across Canada, and their mission is to ensure that schools across the nation, regardless of their socioeconomic background, are able to provide a comprehensive musical education program to students. So they've been doing that since about 97, and more than $3.5 million has been donated and put towards this great cause. So we've spoken about them on the show a few times at least. I think it's a great initiative, and absolutely love that it gives musicians the opportunity to give back to youth through music. So kudos to the Born Ruffians for supporting Music Counts. Check them out online. I'll try to also post a Music Counts link to our Facebook page so that you can have a peek at what they do. So next up, we're getting back into the music. We are continuing in the Canadian rock vein. We're going to play a little bit of Matthew Good, actually, of the Matthew Good band from the 90s. We're going to play some of his solo music here, which I haven't actually explored a lot of his solo work myself. I was a fan of the Matthew Good band. One of the most rocking Canadian rock bands in the 90s. So Matthew Good's a Canadian rock musician, lead singer of the Matthew Good band, as I mentioned, they were definitely one of the most successful alt rock bands in the 90s. They dissolved in 2002, and since then, Matthew Good has had a fairly prolific solo career, and he's established himself as a political and mental health activist. So he's quite politically outspoken, and some would say brash, which is fairly unusual in the Canadian rock scene of the 90s or today. And he's kind of recognized as maybe being a little bit of a difficult disposition for his musical talent. So, but he's got a lot of great things to say, and that's why I'm going to play some Matthew Good tonight. So in recent years, he's made his political views far more public than he used to, and has used his website to express his opinions about such things as the Canadian government, the effects of the U.S. foreign policy, world crisis like the conflict in Darfur, Sudan, are some great examples. And he's been heavily involved with Amnesty International, bringing Amnesty representatives on the road with him during a tour he did in 2004, which I think is amazing, bringing a nonprofit's representatives on the road with you so that they can spread the word. That's just an amazing thing. And he's also in the past offered a limited edition soccer jersey on his website with proceeds going to Amnesty International. He must be a big soccer fan. His seventh solo studio album, Chaotic Neutral, was released in September, and I'm going to play a track off that. So we're going to give you No Liars. So here's Matthew Good with No Liars. You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR.
The end of times has been often referenced as a society where women feel markedly unsafe, then Western civilization as we know it is doomed to fall. Media Dreaming, a one-night experimental cyberfeminist project. Featuring performance artworks by Lindsay Starbird, Natalia Wilhelm, and Miki Aurora. Electronic music featuring DJs Miss Cosmic, Brontron, Ragnath K, and Little Fire One. Bringing you D&B, Lush Texture Electronic, bass, and more. Lastly, a cyberfeminist ritual. This rite, which will be one part Fluxus-inspired happening, one part cyber shamanism, will be designed to facilitate a collective catharsis for our cultural wound of widespread misogyny. The ritual will be available to those who reserve a place in advance to dystopiadreaming@gmail.com and will begin at 9 p.m. At 10 p.m., doors will be opened to the general public and the DJ sets will begin. Find us on Facebook by searching up Dystopia Dreaming. Or lock in your advance tickets at dystopiadreaming.eventbrite.com. The dress code is post-apocalyptic. Within the desecrated ruins of antiquated, hegemonic systems of thought, the seeds for a future free of subjugation begin to take root.
We'll be right back. I was a prisoner.
I was a prisoner.
I was a prisoner.
I was a prisoner of cocaine.
Cocaine addiction.
Cocaine took my dreams.
My dreams.
It made me lie and lie. Steal.
Cocaine took my will, my soul.
And all I wanted was more cocaine.
More cocaine.
Cocaine Anonymous gave me freedom and saved my life. If you got a problem with cocaine, pick up the phone. We're here to help.
Contact Cocaine Anonymous toll-free by calling 866-662-8300 or find them online at ca-bc.ca.
Transformation, an expression of the heart through voice, the heart opening to love, channeling of intention, kirtan community, yoga culture, bhakti. Ancient traditions, modern environment, intentional community, the continuation of story, the ever-evolving mythology, reconnecting with the divine through voice, through song, through mantra, an exploration of chanting. Join us every Thursday at 4 p.m. on CATR 101.9 FM for Mantra. Or check us out on the web at mantraradio.co.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. Thanks for tuning in. Just before 6:30, I'm here with you till 7:30. So we got about another hour left in the program. That show promo was for Mantra Radio. And one of the hosts of that show, Rich, or actually I think two of them are involved in this, are doing something really cool this weekend. So we played the ad for this event earlier in the program, but I wanted to highlight it because it sounds really cool. It's called Dystopia Dreaming. It's an experimental art, electronica, and ritual event happening in Vancouver this Saturday, December 5th. Starts at 9:30. It's at Red Gate Art Society. That's at 855 East Hastings here in Vancouver. And it sounds really awesome. So you can check the event out on Facebook. Again, it's Dystopia Dreaming. Search that. 9:30, the ritual starts. And I'm just looking at their Facebook page for some of this info. But the description is it's one part Fluxus-inspired happening, one part cyber shamanism. It's designed to facilitate catharsis for the collective wound of widespread misogyny. The ritual will occur simultaneously in Houston, Texas, and Mount Shasta, California. So there's two similar events happening in the U.S., and they will connect to the Vancouver ritual via live stream. The notion of a kind of solidarity being born through the synchronized timing of the rituals and their amplification of the happening's potency are mirrored by the intangible nature of the internet and its ability to connect the rituals visually through video streams. So the ritual starts at 9:30, 10 p.m. They'll have a lot of awesome DJs spinning, and ongoing performance art will be happening throughout the evening. Looks like the DJ lineup will be Raghunath K, Miss Cosmic, Brontron, Arian, and Little Fiery One. And then there'll be works of art by Natalie Wilhelm, Lindsay Starbird, Mickey Aurora, Antonita Inada, Tito Ohep, Trinity Firth, Nathan Barrett, Chelsea May Lee, and Mary Ev. So don't miss that event. It's this Saturday, December 5th, starting at 9:30 at Red Gates Arts Society. Again, Dystopia Dreaming. So what did we just play? Well, that last track was No Aloha with Putters from their 2015 album called No Problemo. I love that track. It's so awesome. It had me tapping my foot and bobbing my head. They're a Canadian band from Montreal. Latest album, No Problemo, was released in late August. They actually have a song in the British Strummervilles compilation, the charity foundation of Joe Strummer's inheritors. And for those that don't know, which are probably not that many of you, Joe Strummer was the lead vocalist for the band The Clash. And the Joe Strummer Foundation gives opportunities to aspiring musicians and support to projects around the world that create social mobility through music. They strive for prevention or relief of poverty, promote and maintain the education of the public in the art, culture, and science of music, and promote and advance the arts, including music, for the public benefit, including by the presentation of exhibitions, public arts, and concerts. So find out more about the Joe Strummer Foundation at joestrummerfoundation.org. Before that, we played Foals with Mountain at My Gates. Foals are an English indie rock band formed in 2005. The band's fourth album, What Went Down, was released this past August, and they've been involved with the Royal Albert Hall. The band actually took time out of their schedule to participate in the hall's education and outreach program. The workshop offered 50 music students aged 14 to 16 from the London boroughs of Islington and Haringey a once-in-a-lifetime chance to spend an afternoon learning from the band, asking questions, gaining advice, and creating music together. So Foles is one of those great artists that have been involved in Royal Albert Hall's education and outreach program, which I think is a wonderful experience for some of the youth that come from the outlying suburbs just outside of London. All right, back to the music. Another Canadian band. We're going to go with some young rival here. We're going to play their track called Interior Light from their most recent album. They are indie rock band from Hamilton, Ontario. In the early 2000s, the group was called The Ride Theory and released two full-length albums under that name. And they changed both the band's name and their musical style in 2007, a pretty brave thing to do for a band. Change your name, obviously, one of them, and your musical style. You risk, obviously, alienating any of your current fans. But that's brave, so kudos to them. 2015's Interior Light is their third studio album. And here is the title track from that album. You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR.
Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
Are You Aware Radio, alternate Thursdays 6 to 7 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM. Profiling music and musicians take the route of positive action over apathy.
The spice extends life. The spice expands consciousness. The spice is vital to space travel.
The Spice of Life is CITR's weirdest post-rock-based show. We play post-rock and talk about whatever stuff is on my mind. Guests include my mom, George Takei Soundboard, Steven, author of The Heaviest Cat, and any of my friends that couldn't find something better to do. Tune into my mom's favorite radio show, The Spice of Life, from 8 to 9 p.m. alternating Thursdays on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. It is just before 6:50. Thanks for tuning in this evening. That was Deer Hunter with Snakeskin from Fading Frontier, which is their most recent album. They're an American indie rock band from Atlanta, Georgia, that formed in 2001. And they've described themselves as ambient punk, though they incorporate a wide range of genres, including noise rock, garage rock, shoegaze, and post-punk as well, and even some pop elements in there also. The band's fourth studio album, Halcyon Digest, which was released in 2010, was released to widespread critical acclaim. And I've got to say, I absolutely love that album. If you haven't given it a listen, again, that's Deer Hunter, Halcyon Digest, which was released in 2010. It's an amazing album. Their latest album, Fading Frontier, was released this past October. This is the band's seventh album. So they have quite a few releases out there. In the aftermath of the earthquake and tsunami in Japan, Blonde Redhead, which is another band, put together a compilation album in support of the recovery efforts. And Deer Hunter actually contributed a track to the album. The album was called We Are the Works in Progress, and the album featured exclusives and unfinished tracks by a number of bands, including Deer Hunter. Some of the other bands that were involved were Liars, Blonde Redhead, obviously, putting together the album, and Interpol as well. And I don't know, it's kind of a treat for fans of those bands to get the opportunity to listen to exclusive tracks or unfinished tracks by them. So I think that's really cool. Proceeds from sales of that compilation album went to Architecture for Humanity and the Japan Earthquake Relief Fund. Good initiative. Good initiative, and great to see a large number of bands collaborating on that. Previous to that, I actually had my young bands mixed up. We actually started off that three-pack with Young Empires, not Young Rival. I got my Youngs mixed up. So we started that off with Young Empires, who formed in Toronto in 2009. Their 2015 first full-length album is called The Gates, and The Gates is the follow-up to an EP they released, an electro house-infused EP called Wake All My Youth. It was met with worldwide critical acclaim when it was released in 2012, and Young Empires is playing December 1st at the Vogue with Dragonette. So I think Fleur wants to go to that one, so good chance that I'll be tagging along with her. And the track we played from The Gates was called Mercy, so it was a pretty good track. And then after that, we had Young Rival. So that was Interior Light from Young Rival. And I really like that. That album is wonderful. But that track is the one that's probably my favorite. There's something I wanted to chat a little bit about. It's been in the news quite a bit, but I thought I'd highlight it this evening, as we're going to have a number of new neighbors, I guess you could say, arriving on our doorstep quite soon. So yeah, I wanted to chat a little bit about the Syrian refugee situation and just give you some an overview of statistics just briefly, because there will be quite a few of them that are arriving this year, so in December, in British Columbia. So out of the potential 10,000 Syrian refugees that will be expected to arrive in Canada this month, approximately 400 will be coming to BC. That's according to the Immigrant Services Society of British Columbia. 200 of those people will be government-assisted refugees who will actually be settled in the Metro Vancouver area. The Lower Mainland is actually the only location in BC that's designated in the list of approximately 36 cities across Canada with the capacity to provide immediate and specialized services for these refugees. And apparently there are 13 cities in Quebec with that designation, and 6 in Ontario as well. So the other 200 that are arriving in BC will be privately sponsored refugees who may settle wherever in BC they are sponsored. So apparently those details aren't available yet. I don't know about you guys out there in Radioland, but I think this is a great initiative that Canada is doing, taking on more of a responsibility as far as allowing refugees from Syria, you know, join us in this wonderful country that we call home. I really, really am proud of our country for stepping up to the plate on this, and you know, becoming almost a leader. I know there's other countries that are obviously taking on many more refugees than we are, but at least we're stepping up to the plate, and it's good to see that Prime Minister Trudeau is sticking to his guns, because we know this was a hot election topic, and he promised to take on this number of refugees, and sounds like they are. So this is wonderful. Back to the music now. We're going to play a little bit of hip-hop, so switching gears a little bit, we're going to play some Common, the track The Food, from his album called Be Common, formerly known as Common Sense, is from Chicago, debuted in 92 with the album Can I Borrow a Dollar, and been a highly successful artist. Won his first Grammy in 2003 for a song, for Best R&B Song, for Love of My Life, which he collaborated on with the great Erykah Badu. In 2011, Common launched Think Common Entertainment, which is his own record label imprint. Won in 2015 the Golden Globe Award for Best Original Song and the 2015 Academy Award for Best Original Song for a song called Glory from the 2014 film called Selma. He's quite an actor, too. Co-starring as 1960s civil rights movement leader James Bevel. So, great artist. I won't, you know, say any more because we want to get back to the music. So, you're listening to Are You Aware? Keep it locked. And we're going to play Common with The Food. You're listening to CITR. Enjoy.
Yeah. It's been a long time coming. You know what they say, Kanye? Slow motion better than no motion.
I walked in the crib, got two kids and my baby mama late. So I had to did what I had to did, cause I had to give. I'm up all night, getting my money right, until the blue and whites. Now the money coming slow, but at least a nigga know slow motion better than.
You love to hear the story again and again about these young brothers from the city of Wan, like juice and gin in the city we blend. Amongst the hustle, titties and scam, 50s and rims. Y'all know the sweet wells and trucks, this detail. Heartless females that wanna ride in them. Felt the south side venom and raw hides and denim. Pimp minds collide with them, a system that tries victims. We living in my man in the fast lane, pivoting. On the block, white is selling like Eminem. On the block, it jump off like Kim and them. On the block, it's hot, you can feel it, and you're skinning it. Shorties get the game with no instructions to assemble it. Eyes bright, it seems like the fight is dimming them. Call my man Cuzzo like I'm kin to him. He trying to stay straight, the streets is spinning him.
I walked in the crib, got two kids and my baby mama late. So I had to did what I had to did, cause I had to give. I'm up all night, getting my money right, until the blue and whites. Now the money coming slow, but at least a nigga know slow motion better than.
It's all good in the hood, like raps and gems, throwbacks and Tims, blacks and rims. Whether on ball courts or tires of all sorts, we never fall short. With us, it's all force like Air Ones. Some waves, some air guns. The days of the fair one is overfold. Cash is colder than four below. With self, I go toe to toe, wondering if it's the order for the dough. Though I know to grow a nigga, gotta learn to let go. Though I know the dough I gotta bring back to the ghetto. Arrows on tarot cards pointing to the grind. Poor living in more prisons, pointing to my mind. Shine a light up, twist my fist tight, holding the right up. Freedom fighting dark, here for the to get brighter. Situations and jaws get tighter. My man trying to get his way to height up.
I walked in the crib, got two kids and my baby mama late.
So I had to did what I had to did, cause I had to give. I'm up all night, getting my money right, until the blue and white. Now the money coming slow, but at least a nigga knows slow motion better than. I know I could make it right, if I could just follow my pride. But I can't run away, you put my gun away, you can follow me. I know I can't let it ride.
I break bread with thieves and pastors, OGs and masters, MCs and actors that season capture moments like the camcorder. You ain't killing it, Joe, that's manslaughter. Though paper can't change a man's aura, it can feed a man's daughter. I stand for the blue collar, on the side making a few dollars. Like Sam Jack, they maneuver through drama like
I know I make it right. If I could just follow my pride. But I can't run away, you put my gun away, you can't front on me. I know I can't let it ride. No, no, not tonight. See, I can't run away, you put my gun away, you can't front on me. I know I could make it right. If I could just follow my pride. But I can't run away, you put my gun away, you can't front on me.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, Thinkum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, and the Skakuya, Talitin, who must we must stay out. Thank you.
I can make it, then here I'll stay. Ashes and bottle caps, string and timber resting on my lap. Coffee stains in an old book, these pages I'll take a look. Spent time in my old town, eager man fighting for the crown.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. That was our friends from Shred Kelly with Sing to the Night from the album of the same name. We actually had Sage McBride of Shred Kelly on the show a couple months ago. She had some wonderful things to say about why the band supports initiatives to do with youth and a number of other charitable organizations. So they're from Fernie. They're a five-piece band. In the Hills was their release that was released in 2012, and it was awarded Artist of the Year for the Kootenai Music Awards. And they won a spot on the Green Couch Sessions on CBC Radio 3. And January 2015, almost a year ago, they released that album called Sing to the Night. And they organized CBC and Ancorp. They participated in a recycling initiative called Green Tracks, where three BC-based bands got to make instruments out of returnable items. So this is kind of cool. They made a ukulele out of a juice jug, an ugly stick out of tin cans, and a drum kit out of aluminum juice containers and cardboard juice boxes. So obviously they're very creative individuals, those in Shred Kelly. Their video won top prize and won $3,000 for them. And they donated the winnings to the organization called Music Counts, which I spoke about at the top of the program. Before that, we played the Green Cards. And the track we played from them is called Make It Out West from their album called The Brick Album. They're a progressive bluegrass band from Austin, Texas. And they're currently based out of Nashville, Tennessee. Great city. Their fifth album, Brick, it was released in 2011, and it was self-produced with the direct support of their fans. Pre-production donors were recognized with their names inscribed on the bricks that make up the cover art. So that's kind of neat, a neat initiative by the Green Cards. Up next, more music. Love playing music, obviously. We're going to play some Nathaniel Ratliff and the Night Sweats. Love that name, the Night Sweats. So Ratliff, which is similar to my last name, actually, I'm having trouble saying Ratliff, I think it's Ratliff, grew up in rural Missouri and learned to play the drums at the age of 7, so started quite young. As a young teenager, he taught himself guitar and began writing his own songs, and at 18, relocated to Denver for missionary work. SOB was released, the song SOB was released as the lead single from their self-titled debut album. And the song gained quite a bit of exposure after the band performed it on Jimmy Fallon. Ratliff told Rolling Stone that the song is about drinking your life away after a breakup, which anyone that's ever been in a breakup probably knows what that feeling's like, and you probably want to drink your life away, some people. He also told BBC that the song is a joke song, so that's pretty interesting. And originally his band didn't plan to record it, but due to positive reception, did so and released it as a single. And they are playing, so Nathaniel Ratliff and the Night Sweats are playing the Commodore Ballroom here in Vancouver on January 25th. And apparently it's sold out already. So keep your eyes peeled for additional tickets being released sometimes close to the show. The Commodore will do that. Or obviously, go see your local scalper. They can always hook you up. So here's Nathaniel Ratliff and the Night Sweats with SOB. You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR.
The gate is up. You're surrounded. Come out with your hands on your head.
Goddamn. I need a drink.
I'm gonna need someone to help me. I'm gonna need somebody's hand. I'm gonna need someone to hold me down. I'm gonna need someone to care. I'm gonna rise and shake my body. I'll start pulling out my hair. I'm gonna cover myself with the ashes of you, and nobody's gonna give a damn. Son of a bitch, give me a drink. One more night, but this can't be me. Son of a bitch, if I drink it clean, I'm gonna drink my life away.
for 17 years I've been going in back. 17 more will bury me. And somebody please just tie me down. Oh, somebody give me a goddamn drink. Son of a bitch! My heart is breaking, hands are shaking, bugs are crawling all over me. My heart is breaking, hands are shaking, bugs are crawling all over me. My hands are breaking, hands are shaking, bugs are crawling all over me. My head is aching. My hands are shaking, bugs are crawling all over me. Son of a bitch, give me a drink. One more night, step with me. Son of a bitch, if I can't get clean, I'm gonna drink my life away. Yeah. Son of a bitch, give me a drink. Son of a bitch,
a stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking for one.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting independent music for over 30 years, and it keeps on living by joining efforts with local music supporters such as Vinyl Records. You can find a selection of Vinyl Records' featured albums on the back cover of Discorder and can support your favorite local bands and artists by purchasing their records. For more information on their vast selection of new, used, and rare music, go to vinylrecords.ca.
I see me, boy, now you are really
really bugging? Yes, you are bugging me. Can you just shut right up? Your cup is overflowing, overflowing. And you think it is empty. You don't even know what side you are fighting for. Boy, won't you turn your Game Boy off? Stop pretending it's you against the world.
With no friends standing near, all of my days. I cried aloud, I shook my hands, what I'm doing here, all of these days. For I look around me, and my eyes confound me. Just too bright as the days keep turning into night.
see clearly, it's you I'm looking for. All of my days. So a smile, I know I'll feel this loneliness no more. All of my days. For I look around me, and it seems you found me, and it's coming into sight as the days keep turning into night. As the days keep turning into night.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. It's just before 7:30, so we're pretty much at the end of the program, although I'm going to squeeze in one more track. We don't have much time, so not much info on the artist here, but that was Alexei Murdoch with All My Days from his album Time Without Consequence. Before that was the well-known John Butler Trio with Good Excuses from their great album called Grand National. And now I'm going to leave you with one that's in the spirit of Christmas. It's December now, and I love the Christmas season. It gets me excited. Time off, lots of food and merriment, time with family and friends. So I'm going to play a track off Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. It's a holiday soul party album that was just released. And this is a well-known song, and they've done it in their own stylings. I'm going to leave you with Silent Night from that album. Again, we'll be Are You Aware? We'll be back in 2 weeks, Thursday, 6 to 7:30. And until then, as Fleur would say, take care of one another.
You like friends? Well, we like you. So become a member and get a Friends of CITR card. Not only does it make you special, it gets you all kinds of deals with our friends downtown, like 10% off at Bang On T-shirts, Beat Street Records, Studio Records, Community Thrift and Vintage, The Fall Tattooing, and more. Visit CITR.ca for more, or come check us out in the Nest.
Good afternoon. You're listening to TikTok on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded ancestral territory of the Hukkamanum-speaking Musqueam people. My name's Madeline Taylor, and it is December 3rd, 2015. This week at CITR and in the last couple of weeks, we've been having lots of conversations around sexual